rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
This is OBS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1822. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today I've got one of those stupid resume mistake shows, and this one's targeted for those of you who are over 50. You know, people like me. I hate saying it. Well, actually, I do like saying it because, frankly, I'm still alive, and these days that's a good thing to be. So, hope you find the show helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you, there's information at the end of the show that'll help you contact me and schedule time for a free discovery call. And with that, let's get going. I thought I would do a video today that talks about some of the dumb things that older professionals do when they're looking for work. Now, I arbitrarily picked over 50. This applies to people who could be in their mid-40s as well as my age. And in case you haven't noticed, that's a lot of gray in there. I'm not just over 50, okay? So I'll simply start off with the biggest mistake. And you know, I want to contextualize it by saying, you know that there's ageism in the workforce, right? And people do get discriminated against on the basis of age. And then you write a resume that says 25 years of experience, 30 years, 40 years of experience doing such and such. And thus, what you're doing in submitting your resume is making it easy for the algorithm to spot the fact that you're an older worker and that their system can arbitrarily screen you out. Or even if it's a, you know, someone who's actually reading it, you're announcing, hey, I'm old. Seriously. And you know there's ageism, so why do you make it easy for them, you know? Now, on the other hand, you have a choice, and that's to use your age as an asset. Now, that can wind up working very well if you're a very seasoned individual. I don't mean that seasoned by age, but seasoned by seniority. If you're a veteran individual who's going for something, you know, SVP, C-suite, anything along those lines, there the number of years might make sense, but you know, even when you construct your resume, you have to think smart. So often, you know, when I was reading lots and lots of resumes, when I was doing search, I would see lots of irrelevant experience in the resume. They emphasized things that were basically back in the antiquities of ancient history or their ancient history rather than emphasizing the current work. Now, sometimes they did that because the more interesting work was the older work, not the more recent work. And I will tell you from screening, you know, employers really care about the recent experience, not the stuff that you think is relevant from 25 years ago. They're never going to see it in your resume because, frankly, you know, they're only going to go down one or two page downs in order to find it. Now, you may think, okay, so I'm going to use a functional resume, and that's going to fool them. It won't fool them. Most of them will ask for a chronological one because they know the trick. So think in terms of how you can position your current work in ways that advantage you against this job and get rid of numbers of years of experience, like 25, 30, 40 years of experience. Remove graduation dates. Now, if you're going through a background, you know, unless you went back to school to get that degree and you were like mid-career, so then it's okay to do it. But if you're going to, like, for example, I graduated college in 71. Would I put 1971 in my resume? No. I might put my master's that I got in 1998, and even that one's questionable today because that's you know, as of the recording today, that's 20 years ago. So think in terms of what appeals to the audience isn't going to cause you to be arbitrarily rejected. Now, a couple of small things, and these could be general statements, but I think they're good reminders. Number one, get rid of your objective on the resume. Seriously, no one cares what you want. You know, you need to tailor your resume to demonstrate your fit. And if you have this objective that's a little bit off from what the nature of the position is, you're inviting them to reject you. Seriously. One other thing, and I think it's a big one. I want to talk to those of you who are doing career change. You know, it's very hard to start from scratch in a new career that has nothing to do with your previous one. Now, I'm not talking about if you're going to go into business for yourself, but let's say you want to become an accountant or a lawyer or an engineer, and your background up until that point had nothing to do with those professions. Firms look at your background and they see a rookie at age 55, at age 60, and they think to themselves, you know, and it's stupid, but, you know, this is how they think. They think to themselves, I've only got this person for a couple of years. Now, again, it's stupid because a 25-year-old or a 22-year-old, they got the same issue with because they're not going to sit there for any length of time. So if you're going to market yourself for a complete career change, which is harder to do if you're dealing with a full-time position, you need to have the body of your email address this by saying, hey, look, I'm in the midst of a career change. No, I'm not 22. However, I want to put down roots in an organization, and if you're worried about how much time you're going to get from me, well, frankly, think about it. How much time are you going to get from the 22-year-old or the 24-year-old? They're not going to stay with you for 20 years. Obviously, I'm not either. But, you know, I'm someone who's demonstrated loyalty and dedication. This is important to me. I'd love to have a chance to talk with you about my background. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite 1 por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.